Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Curtis Prather, founder and director of the Spooky Movie International Horror Film Festival,
which is running October 8th through the 15th, presented by the AFI Silver, as it has in recent years. Although this year we are virtual. Explain how that's going to work this year. You know, how'd you get it all, up for streaming?
Well, we saw this coming. All summer long, we started looking at other festivals and what they were doing. Some were pushing their festivals all 4 years. Some were trying to do some sort of hybrid, and the writing was on the wall by the late summer. The American Film Institute Silver, AFI Silver Theater, can I redo that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The AFI Silver Theater runs every September, the Latin American Film Festival. And so that was going to be their first big test of going virtual. So the Spooky Movie Festival, we sort of waited to see how that was going as they navigated those waters. A lot of the festivals that have gone virtual this year have sort of settled on different platforms. And we went with Eventive, which has been one of the more popular ones. And from everything I've heard from people who've been working and setting this up on the back end, it's been successful and fairly intuitive and sort of easy to work with. So the technical side of it is it's working off of a third party platform and that we just built up around it. And as far as how the festival will work, each day from Thursday the 8th through Monday the 5th, films will drop at one time, and it'll be the film goer will be able to pick and choose which ones they want to attend. If they have a festival pass, they can attend all of them. They just want a very specific one, they can just get a ticket for that day. The good news is those films will not go away unless they hit a maximum, which is, which we would love. Let me do that again, sorry.
All right.
The good news is the films will be available throughout the run of the festival through the 15th. So only in the event if it sells out will the film not be available towards the end. But yeah, it really will be open up for the viewer to basically curate their own experience with that, which on one hand I find very very satisfying to give that over, but I desperately miss the live experience, and looking forward to when we can do that again.
For sure. But in the meantime, in this crazy year, we appreciate you finding a way to still make it happen. So just to clarify what you said, so let's say, for instance, a Thursday screen film drops on the Thursday and it'll stay up there for the duration of the festival, but does the Friday one not post until Friday, the Saturday not till Saturday, right?
Exactly, up and through the first. And like I said, unless it sells out, there is a cap we had to put on each of the films.
I got you. All right, cool. Before we dive into the lineup, because I really want to do that, give me a sense of, a bit of the history. You know, when and why did you found it? And, how did you eventually make your way over to the AFI?
Well, I actually started at the AFI in the Kennedy Center back in the early 90s. That was my first job right out of college. So it was both a job and a film school. It was really one of the best experiences I could have hoped for. I mean, at the time, we were the second theater in the United States to play Reservoir Dogs. And so just these unbelievable, experiences that I had during that time. And I always, even after I left, I always sort of in the back of my mind, wondered, what it would be like to sort of shepherd my own festival. And I really wasn't specific about genre. I just really missed that from the back end. I had so many terrific festivals in the DC area, Film Fest DC, DC Shorts, the programs that happened down at the Smithsonian. And so I really kind of wanted to get back in on the back end. And 2006, I was looking at a venue here in Northern Virginia, and it looked like there was an opportunity in October. And just when those two things connected, I was like, oh, well, there's no genre-specific festival, film festival in this area. You see these, they were popping up in New York, Atlanta, Chicago, but there was nothing, you know, really here in the DC metro area. So I worked things out with a theater in Fairfax, and in late October, we launched our first festival. I curated some films. We had a film that year from Japan, but we also relied on submissions that came in. So then over the years, the first 5 years we stayed there in Fairfax, but I was in contact and conversations with the AFI because of my background and familiarity with the AFI, I kind of wanted to have the whole thing there. And by 2012, we were able to do that. So yeah, it's been terrific ever since. It did mean sort of, you know, starting from scratch with a brand new audience, but I'm telling you, the hardcore fans of the festival followed us over the Potomac, which is great. To this day, there's still people who come to the festival who were there in 2006 and 2007.
Oh, that's awesome. What were some of the, you know, highlights for you, at least over the years, either in terms of, you know, maybe like a guest you had, or maybe, you know, a film premiere or something that wound up being big? Like, I know you did Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, which is hilarious and awesome, and Babadook, and, you know, like, but what were some highlights for you, either film wise or guest wise?
The back in Fairfax, we did a little bit of experimental stuff. We did a midnight screening of the silent film Der Golem. And we had live music from a one-man band that had like 12 instruments, including a theremin. And I still have people ask me about that. Like, can you do that again? I mean, it was just, you know, out there. We've had a lot of guests over the years. Filmmakers like Herschel Gordon Lewis and Jennifer Lynch have come through. We had Teller from Penn & Teller produced a film based on a off-Broadway show he had. And he came out to support the festival and tweeted about it afterwards and went to a diner at 3 a.m. with him, which was very surreal. So those were great. I mean, you mentioned Tucker and Dale. We sold out the big theater in the AFI, and I've just never heard that kind of laughter, you know, before. People just coming to me afterwards is like, do you have any other film coming up that's like that? And it's, you know, we're not responsible for making them. You know, we're fortunate when we get something like that. We've done some. This year, we have a couple of restorations that I'm really happy about. And virtually, we reached out to Count Gore Duvall to do introductions. So he has helped out since year one of the festival as well. Yeah.
Awesome. So I know this year you have 4 U.S. premieres, 1 North American premiere, 2 restorations, 3 docs, 17 shorts, and much more. Let's get into some of the highlights. You know, we take it day by day. Obviously, we don't have time to go into all of them, but I'll try to move, you know, I'll try to throw out a couple to you. Sure. So on day one, Thursday, October 8th, yeah. your opening film is Get the Hell Out. Tell me about that.
Taiwanese zombie film just had its North American premiere last month up in Toronto at the Toronto International Film Festival. It's just insane. It's just, if you're familiar with, you know, Asian zombie films, and just really, it doesn't stop. It starts immediately and it just doesn't stop. It's just a lot of fun. And that is a U.S. premiere. I'm very proud of that one.
Okay, cool.
I do want to point out, also, I Am Lisa, which is also screening on opening night. That's the North American premiere. It had its world premiere early this summer in London. And so this is, that's our North American premiere there.
Okay, awesome. And then on Friday, October 9th, which one would you want to talk about? Minor Premise, Deep Ones, or Enigma?
Minor Premise is another U.S. premiere. Deep Ones is it's a lot of fun if you're into, you know, Lovecraft. Even if you're not into Lovecraft, it's just a terrific film. Enigma is crazy. It's Lucio Fulci's 1988 sort of takeoff on Carrie. We have a documentary screening on Sunday on Fulci, so we got 2 restorations, this one and Zombie 3. It's maybe the only film I know of where someone gets killed by snails. So even knowing that going into it, it's still crazy, but a lot of fun.
Love it. Now, I know on Saturday, October 10th, you're just showing the Leap of Faith doc with it's William Friedkin talking all about The Exorcist. Talk about how exciting that movie is, and, you know, especially seeing as, you know, it was shot over there in Georgetown.
Oh, my God. I just, The Exorcist is one of my favorite films of all time, and it's absolutely my favorite horror film of all time. So, you know, seeing that, and I'm a fan of the filmmaker who also did, he dissected the first Alien film as well as the Psycho shower scene. So he really, you know, goes in for deep dives on these subjects. And so that one, it was a real coup, I feel. It played at Sundance, and it's going to be, yeah, I think that one, fans of the movie will really get a really enjoy, and documentary fans as well.
Awesome. And I also know later that night you have a spooky roundtable with Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Right. So this is the thing. You want to distinguish live events from something you can do in your home by having some sort of, let me start that over again. You want to distinguish between watching a movie in a theater at a festival than watching something at home. And what we've done is we try to have lively events. And for the last 5 years, we've screened the Rocky Horror Picture Show with an interactive shadow cast before it. We've had guests out for it, and they're very popular. And kind of sad that we're not gonna be able to do that this year, especially since it's 45th anniversary. So I started talking to some people, and AFI was into it. So we produced a round table with the members of the shadow cast talking about their experiences over the years. Some of them have been doing this since the 80s and 90s. And just a very interesting fandom that is unique to itself. And drag performer Peaches Christ, who helped us out 5 years ago, is in the Q&A. And it turned out really nice. It turned out, you know, these days we've gotten used to seeing a lot of these Zoom conversations on YouTube and reunions and stuff like that. So we thought, well, why couldn't we just do that? So we did that with both the Rocky Horror and also with Count Gordeval. We did a Count Gord one that is on Friday. So those two together, I think, are special. They're only $5, but they're you get a lot. I mean, they're over 90 minutes each. And, you know, we always want to look for something that is, you know, specific and unique to our festival that you really can't see anywhere else. And so those both seem like, you know, obvious choices.
Awesome. And then I know on moving ahead to Sunday, October 11th, tell me about Alone. I've heard a lot about this, but I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be watching a lot of these for the first time. I'm excited.
Oh my God. Alone is definitely one of the highlights of the year as far as genre films go. It it plays with, you know, well-worn tropes of the stranger being caught off guard, being, you know, stalked and hunted, but it does it in such a just unique and interesting and sometimes provocative and real. I mean, it's a very compelling, very scary film, and so I'm thrilled that we have that in lineup this year.
Awesome. And then, you know, maybe time for one more to highlight in depth. On Monday the 12th, tell me about Host. That's another one people probably read about that just came out this year, and you guys have it.
Yeah, I mean, it's playing up on the it's one of a couple films that we have in the festival. We have a short as well that were made during this time of COVID that we're all going through. And it is scary. It is a really scary, tight film. And it just so well done. It's, you know, the friends get together for an online seance through Zoom during the pandemic, and someone messes up, and it just is just so great. I love that film. I had a short called Quarantine where a bunch of filmmakers during the pandemic each took a stab at different scenes of the Frankenstein story, and that will be playing during one of our shorts blocks. So yeah, we definitely addressing these interesting times.
And right. I mean, that's what horror, the genre, has done all along. You know what I mean? Like from the Romero zombies, you know, allegories to now. I mean, that's what's really cool. I think that's, I knew someone would come out in the pandemic and come up with a horror take on it. And there you go. That's a good way to wrap the festival. I know there's a ton more, and we could talk all day about it, but I think that's at least plenty for me to have some sound bites on the radio. Just before we run, though, just you know, in closing, why should our listeners, either they've been there from day one, like you said, some people have been from the first year, or maybe they've never been, you know, why is it something they should do this year?
So we've really prided ourselves over the years to sort of be the event that ushers in the Halloween season in the DC area. For the last several years, we were usually the first or second weekend in October. And it just isn't the appropriate way to enter the season. As we go into this time and people aren't, you know, as we go into it during this time, there's uncertainty. And I'm very happy we're able to do the festival to have a bit of continuity, to really, you know, be there for the people who've been there with us this year. And I'm very proud of that. And I just really want to thank everyone who has stood with us. And already the festival passes, the second they were announced, some of our hardcore fans, you know, grabbed them. And I just hope people take a look and see, we have, you know, we have comedies, documentaries, straight out horror, some classics. I think there's a little bit there for everybody. And I think we really could use this distraction right now.
Definitely. What's the, what's it cost per, you know, I know you can do a per screening individual or for the full, you know, festival pass.
The festival pass is $125. The individual tickets vary. So the base ticket line is $12, but our restorations and some of the other films that are in there around $8. And then those special presentations, the Count Gore and the Rocky Horror one, are both $5 each.
Awesome. Well, it's a lot of bang for your buck. You know, most of us can't go out to the theaters still. There, a lot of them are closed down again, or closing after they briefly reopened. It's an insane time. So we really appreciate you bringing all these great, especially some classics and some new ones. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.